This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. Hope it's a great day for you. I think I'm right when I say that nearly everyone feels down sometimes. It's part of everyday life that things don't go the way we want. And if we're happy people, that sense of happiness can sometimes evaporate. And when that does, we end up feeling down. You know what it's like when someone in the family misunderstands you, or there could be angry words exchanged, and the rest of the day you feel anxious or a bit sad. So I'm saying that we all feel a bit miserable or down in the mouth. There's not much you can do about it, but depression is another matter entirely. And studies have shown that depression of some degree is very common among Australian adults, even if figures vary from report to report. But here's some good news. Even God's great people became depressed, as the Bible shows. So if you feel depressed today, well, you're in good company. The health professionals today are very concerned about this growing problem of depression. I read the National Study of Mental Health and Wellbeing, and it said that over a 12-month period, 1 in 16 adults would experience clinical depression. And other studies that I've seen talk about 1 in 5. So whichever one is correct, one thing remains consistent, that depression and anxiety are the most common complaints of all mental health complaints. Remember that Winston Churchill, he suffered depression, and he used to call it the black dog. Perhaps you know what he means. I read of a 23-year-old girl who sat down and wrote of her feelings. And she described depression like this: walking through life with no sense of being or direction. She said, "I travel through my days like a zombie, only achieving basic day-to-day tasks just through sheer habit." And that's how she felt. It's an awful feeling, a sense of despair, a lack of interest in life. Those who suffer lose confidence in themselves. They can't enjoy the simple things, the good things of life. So no one really is immune from depression, because it affects all people of all ages, including Christians. And some people say that this is a really bad thing. I'm a committed Christian. I go to church, and yet I feel depressed. Well, we're all human, and depression occurs for a variety of reasons. And there could be financial worries, there could be physical pain, there could be grief. And sometimes our mind and emotions become as dysfunctional as our organs and our muscles, and we need help. And it's not correct to say, because I'm a Christian, I will never suffer depression. But I like the wonderful fact, that God understands how we feel at times like this. Now think of this. God made us. He knows us. He knows our emotions. He knows what makes us tick, and he can help us in the dark times of life. And as I read my Bible, I read between the lines when thinking, for example, of Paul. I speak about Paul quite a lot on this program, but it seems obvious that he felt depressed at different times of his life. When working for God in Asia, he wrote this to the church at Corinth: "We want to remind you, friends, of the trouble we had in the province of Asia." He said, "The burdens laid upon us were so great and so heavy that we gave up all hope," he said, "of staying alive. We felt that the death sentence had been passed on us." And that's in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. And you can read there, sense something of the depression and worry that Paul was experiencing. He was really having a down time. There was another time he was in jail, and we could imagine he was alone, bored and cold in a pretty dreadful jail, and probably depressed. And his note to Timothy, you can read this in 2 Timothy 4, he asked Timothy for his coat and books that could be brought to him. So he really wanted some comfort. He needed a lift in his spirit, and there's certainly nothing wrong with that. So in trying to look at this problem, can I suggest that we really can't base our life on emotions, because some people are emotional and others are not. Well, Father God, we sense your presence. Lord, we know that difficulties come our way, but they're not insurmountable. And we can face them, Lord, with patience and fortitude, knowing that every second of every day you're with us. So we honour you, and Lord, we wait and say, what are you going to teach us today? So, Lord, we know that all things work together for good to those that love and serve you. So hear this prayer I offer in Jesus' name. Amen.